This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Cities have had enough. The classes have all been destroyed. A black flag is flying from the top of the head officer's wall. And no commands been written all over the raised blackboard. They say, I don't wanna learn anymore. I don't wanna learn anymore. Show you how to build bombs. This is so out of it. They keep us with guitars and smoking joints. I'm talking out on the playground. Just leaders making blowjobs to the door. The school is under control of the anarchist party of the young. They say, I don't wanna learn anymore. I don't wanna learn anymore. I don't wanna learn anymore. I don't wanna learn.
Historically, it seems that I haven't been in the best news. I wonder if you always know I'd kill the love we grow. No, now you can't claim your innocence after
way back when. birds are winging, no rain is falling from a heavy sky. What do you want me to do for you, to see you through? For this is all a dream we dreamed one afternoon long ago. Walk out of any doorway, feel your way like the day before.
Gonna have fun.
Oh yeah.
If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres from the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Be the one for me. Yeah, if I could
Present to you the one and only incredible Fleetwood Mac. Come on, come on, come on. I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to. Now when I talk to God, I know he'd understand. He said, stick by me and I'll be your guiding hand. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't! He's too heavy!
Oh my God! Ah.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! OMG! He just looked... I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
My old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night. Touch the sound of silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. And echoed the wells of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispered of silence.
revolution. She's a liberated woman. She got her solution. Got a heart of gold. Save a bitch's soul from going down old Satan's way. She can. I know she can. I know she can. She wears a halo around her head. She got all the Ten Commandments tattooed on her arm. If she died, she'd raise up from the dead. She's every man's savior and mama too. If you do what she said, she'd save hell from you. She can. I know she can. I know she can. She's my sister Anne. Sister, won't you tell me where I went so wrong? I used to say my prayers, baby, all night long. I listened to the gospel ringing in my ears. Come on, sister Ann, save me from my fears if you can. I know you can. I know you can. 'Cause you're my sister Ann.
And whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Rock the world. She was a punk girl. one very hot summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the hall of the mountain king. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Something crazy, she said. Bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass and raised it to her lips. And just before she drank it, she said, "Take the wine."
Wise, but it's wisdom on a path. Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford.
She says, it's not too late.